Hey, is this who I think it is?
It is.
Who's this?
This is Jamie Nova of Hell's
Bells. Hey, Jamie Nova of Hell's Bells, what's up? Good to hear from you. Welcome to town, or welcome almost to town, or when are you going to get here?
We get there, I believe.
Like a wicked early in the morning, that much I know, because you're going to be here for breakfast with the Bells, which is totally cool. All right, so it's the Freeway 500. We're here to unleash the freaks upon the streets of Spokane. Jamie Nova from Hell's Bells is on the line, and this is what you'll be hearing tomorrow night down at the Big Easy. All right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
The freaks have been unleashed upon the streets of Spokane. With Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
Let there be rock.
And there was.
In the beginning, back in 1955, man didn't know about a rock and roll show and all that jive. The white man had the schmaltz, the black man had the blues, and no one knew what they was gonna do. But Tchaikovsky had the news. He said, let there be sound. There was sound. Let there be light. There was light. Let there be drums. There was drums. Let there be guitar. There was guitar. Wow! Let there be rock.
Guitar! Wow! Let there be rock!
Rock 94 and the Halfway Home. Hell's Bells helping us to slide it into the driveway, playing tomorrow night at the Big Easy. Oh, what a show it's going to be. By the way, tickets are just $10 if you pick them up ahead of time. A little more at the door, though, okay? And joining us on the line right now, the lead voice behind it all, Jamie Nova. How's it going?
It is going fantastic. How are you doing, DJ?
I'm just great. Thank you very much. Now, how do you scream like that in those songs? I mean, you know?
Lots and lots of vocal lessons.
Wow.
And hot tea, lemon, honey, you know.
Now, do you like singing the Bon Scott stuff more or the other stuff?
They're both a challenge. It's Bon Scott is a lot of fun because he's way sly. He's got that foxy trickster thing going on, and he's fun to play because it's more of a character.
Right.
Well, Brian is just more demanding as far as vocal performance goes.
And they gargle with gasoline, I think.
I think so. I think it was a mix of gasoline and Jack Daniels.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, it's the world's best AC/DC all-female tribute band. We're on the phone with Hell's Bells. They totally rock, and you're in for quite a stage show, too. I do have to promise you that we're not actually giving away one of you guys. Because I know it says in the promo we're giving away a mistress for Christmas, but it's not actually, we're not going to give you guys away because your boss was worried that I was going to give you away on the radio, but...
Yeah, I think we might have some significant others that might... That might raise some hairs on the back of their necks, you know?
Oh, you're breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart, Jamie.
I'm not saying me personally, but I'm just saying...
Okay, but we are doing breakfast, and we have our grand prize winners, and we're all going off tomorrow before the show to do breakfast with the Bells. And if we're lucky, the way the weather's been, you might get snowed in with us. So this might work out really good. Yeah, yeah, exactly. What exactly do you think we'll be having for breakfast? What do the Bells eat for breakfast?
Well, me, I love me some steak and eggs and bacon and hash browns, white toast, orange juice, coffee, and water.
Awesome. Okay, lots of water. That's good for the voice. And what about the rest of the band?
Lisa usually eats some eggs, bacon, potatoes. Adrian changes all the time. Fruit, hash browns with lots of ketchup or Tabasco.
So it sounds like we're going to have a pretty square breakfast together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all big eaters. Food is an important factor.
All right. Well, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, you know.
It is, and I personally think it's the best.
Well, it can be. It depends on what kind of cereal you're having, you know. You ever had blueberry?
Oh, blueberry, yeah. Count chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Frankenberry.
I'll bring an extra box with me. That's what's around my house anyway.
You really have blueberry in your house?
Of course I do. I've got tons of kids. I have too many kids.
So let's give them sugar and send them off to school so the teachers can deal with them.
Yeah, exactly. So what have the Hell's Bells been up to lately since we've talked to you a couple years back?
Well, we have played the Summer and Winter X Games.
Awesome.
The Summer X Games were in L.A.
I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah, they were in Aspen. It was amazing. Up in Aspen, we got to see the big snowboard finals. And
wow.
When we played the Summer Games, we got to see the girls' street skate competition. We got to perform. So
cool. I heard that you actually played the X Games one day and then flew back to Seattle that night to play a show. Do you remember that day? That must have been crazy.
Yeah, two shows in one day.
That's just incredible. That attests to the true perseverance of your band that you're able to do that.
Lots of travel. Got to sleep on the plane, sleep at the airport.
Oh my gosh.
We know what it's like to be road weary and put away, road hard and put away wet.
And not bathe for several days.
it's all about the sandy wipes and the baby wipes and bathroom stalls and keeping yourself.
Wow, we're getting down and dirty now with Hell's Bells and Rock 94 and a Halfway Home playing tomorrow night the Big Easy.
Yes, I'm back.
and black. See what I'm talking about? Hell's Bells and Rock 94 and a half way home. Jamie, thank you so much for hooking up with us tonight.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
You guys rock. Your photos are still on our website from the last time, before the last time you were here. It's awesome.
Nice.
What a show.
We love the Big Easy. It's a great venue. All those kids get to come out. We get to rock it for them and the adults. And
you know your guitarist, the one that plays Angus?
Yes, Miss Adrian Connor.
How many skirts has she gone through on your tour?
Between her completely wearing them out or losing them, I don't know. I lost count.
Must have a sponsorship deal and they're making or something. And congratulations on the big CD. I'm assuming it's kind of new. It's very red and it's called We Salute You.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it was We did that about 6 months after I joined the band, so that was in the beginnings of everything, and it was just a blessing to finally to get in the studio and be able to record those amazing songs with some very talented musicians.
And they're performed. They're performed true to the originals too. Very well done, by the way. How'd you pick the songs?
A lot of it was just favorites or our fan favorites and just some of the favorites of us personally.
And what's your favorite song to play in concert?
I have to say either Love Hungry Man.
Oh, right.
Or I like a lot of the Bond stuff. TNT's fun. Dirty D's is fun because I get to be a little bit randy on stage, you know?
Just a little.
I keep it toned down because, you know, I don't want to be that type of influence right on the youth of our generation, but, you know.
Okay, if people want the CD, is it out there, or can they just get it at the show pretty much? Is that where you sell it?
They can get it at the show. They can get it on our website, which is www.hellsbells.info.
Okay.
We have it on there, and there's a link on our MySpace as well. You can get right to the website.
Definitely check out that website, folks. You'll see why Angus probably goes to bed dreaming about these girls at night.
Well, he gave us a shout out a few years back.
Right
on. Yeah, and he was asked who his favorite tribute band was, and he gave us a shout out.
All right.
So.
And then he woke up and all his pillows were gone.
Yes.
Jamie Nova, Hell's Bells, tomorrow night, and we'll see you at breakfast, okay?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Jeff. Thanks so much.
With Rock 94 and a halfway home. You rule.
You rule.
No, you rule.
No, I say you rule.
We just rock.
Rock.